Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Zeba behavito shel yayin, vzeba behado shel devash. Two people were walking. One of them was carrying a barrel of wine, and the other one was carrying a barrel of honey. Nisdeka havit shel devash. The barrel of honey cracked, and the honey that was in it began to ooze out, and it was about to be wasted, and it was going to be destroyed. And the man who was carrying the barrel of wine, he poured out his wine, and he allowed the person whose devash, whose honey was falling to the ground, to allow that honey to fall into his now empty wine barrel. Since honey is more expensive than wine, the man with the wine felt bad, and he said, let me throw my wine out, I'll lose the value of that, I'll throw it onto the floor, I'll make room for the honey now, and the honey will have a spot to go. And then he approaches the man whose honey he saved, and he wants payment. The man who lost his wine says, pay me for the wine that I lost, I saved your honey for you, I'd like money for it. En lo ela secharo. The halakha is that the owner of the wine would only receive secharo, his fee, which is the fee for the labor and the rental of the barrel that he allowed him to use, but he's not paid for the lost wine. In this scenario, he's really doing the mitzvah of hashavat aveda, returning a lost object. The honey is about to become lost to the owner. So he's doing the mitzvah of helping him. And usually we don't pay for mitzvot, but here we'll allow him to be paid because he's going above and beyond the general requirement for the mitzvah. Here, he has to get rid of his own wine in order to perform the mitzvah. Generally, if there's a loss over here, he wouldn't have the obligation to save the property of his friend at the expense of his own property. But he's going above and beyond, and therefore we say he's entitled to payment, but the payment that he's entitled to is only for his labor and for the use of the barrel, but he's not compensated for the lost wine that he has, because there was no agreement between the owner of the devash and the owner of the honey to be compensated in this scenario. So therefore, the owner of the devash wouldn't have to pay him for that lost wine, the imamar. But before he poured out the wine, he told him, Atzil et shelcha ve'ata noten li demesh sheli hayav li tin lo. If the owner of the wine told the owner of the honey, right, that split second, I'll save your honey, but you have to pay me for the value of the wine that I'm about to spill out, and the owner of the honey agreed, then the owner of the honey is obligated to give him the value of the wine. A similar scenario, shataf nahar hamoro v'hamor havero. Let's say there was a river that was flooding, and it swept away a donkey and the donkey of another person, this man's donkey and the donkey of another person. Shelo yafe maneh v'shel havero matayim. This man's donkey was worth 100 zuz, and the other man's donkey was worth 200 zuz. So hiniach ze et shelo v'hitzil et shel havero. So the man whose donkey was drowning, which was worth 100 zuz, he let his donkey drown, and he saved his friend's donkey, which was worth 200 zuz. So now he demands that the owner of the more expensive donkey compensate him for the value of the donkey that he lost. He wants 100 zuz. He sacrificed his own donkey to save his friend's because his friend's was worth more. And he wants compensation now for the act. En lo ella secharo. We say that he again only receives his fee, which would be the amount of money that it would cost to hire a laborer to come rescue the donkey from the river, but he wouldn't be compensated for the loss of his own donkey. Ve'im amarlo. But if they had a discussion before abandoning his own donkey, he said, I'm going to throw my donkey to the side. Ani etzel et shelcha. I'm save your donkey. Ve'ata noten li et sheli. But I want you to pay me for the value of my donkey. And the his friend agreed, Hayav Litenlo. The owner of the saved donkey would be obligated to pay him the value of the donkey that he lost.